Did Marty Schottenheimer deserve to be fired, or was it a case of did he need to be fired?
No, he did not deserve to be fired, nor did he want to be fired. But
the need to be... Daniel Snyder must have felt the need to fire him. Did it come down to something as simple as he won't relinquish control?
Yes. Here's the thing about it. Daniel Snyder, the basic theme here is, I spent $800 million for this team, and I didn't have any fun because I wasn't involved. In other words, his proposal to Marty is basically, well, hire a GM, you guys work together, come to a consensus, and I'll break all the ties. I'll be the tiebreaker. And Marty doesn't see that as being sound football. And I really believe that that's what Daniel Snyder wanted. And Marty just felt like he never would have taken that job and worked with Daniel Snyder had he not protected himself.
Yeah, I just have a hard time with Marty Schottenheimer being fired. I know he gets some nice parting gifts here with close to $7.5 million, but he was 8-8, winning 8 of his last 11. And as I pointed out, when you look at teams that make an impact in the playoffs, you look at the preceding second half of their season, and they're usually an impressive team, an impressive run.
Right.
And to me, it looks like the Redskins had it together and were starting to play better football. You're not going to win anything with Tony Banks. But you had the pieces in place there to be a good team next year.
And here's the thing about it, you know, he made a mistake by trying to live with Daniel Snyder's choice, Jeff George. That was the mistake Marty made. And then when he realized it was a terrible mistake, he tried to change it 2 games in the season. After Tony Banks settled in, the guy went 8-3 with Tony Banks at quarterback. That's pretty darn good coaching. And I know this much. I have a more certainty that Marty Schottenheimer is going to put together a winning season next year with the Redskins than I am Steve Spurrier, although I am excited about Spurrier coming into the league.
I like the fact that he's going to be entertaining at his press conferences.
He's going to be great.
Do you believe that he didn't know Jim Haslett's name? He called him Jim Haslett?
I don't think he knew his name. He called him Jim Haslett. it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, listen, Daniel Snyder and Steve Spurrier in our nation's capital with George Bush somewhere across the way eating pretzels, this is going to be a lot of fun.